This is a recording of A Proposed Kinship Between Elm and Nephiha by Brante Gardner, published in Interpreter, a Journal of Latter-day Saint Faith and Scholarship, read by Brant Gardner. At the beginning of the Book of Alma, Alma is both the chief judge and the chief high priest. In the beginning of his ninth year as chief judge, ninth year of the reign of judges, Alma 4 and 11, Alma relinquished the chief judge seat and retained the position of chief high priest, Alma 4, 17 to 18. The seating of the next chief judge is described, but perhaps with confusing details. And he, Alma, selected a wise man who was among the elders of the church and gave him power according to the voice of the people, that he might have power to enact laws according to the laws which had been given, and to put them in force according to the wickedness and the crimes of the people. Now this man's name was Nephiha, and he was appointed chief judge, and he sat in the judgment seat to judge and to govern the people. Alma 4:16-17. The appointment of Nephiha followed two procedures. First, Alma selected him. Second, the voice of the people gave him power. Richard Bushman once tried to examine the Book of Mormon for political principles that might hold lessons for our modern republic. Instead, he found a very different type of political system. He noted the differences between the succession under the judges and what might have been expected of the republicanism of Joseph's time. The Nephite government was no more resistant to monarchy in practice than it was in theory, and in fact came to occupy the very middle ground which, according to Boston Orator, could not exist. The institution of judgeships, rather than beginning a republican era in the Book of Mormon, slid back at once towards monarchy. The chief judge once much more resembled a king than an American president. Once elected, he never again had to submit himself to the people. After being proclaimed chief judge by the voice of the people, Alma enjoyed life tenure. When he chose to resign because of internal difficulties, he selected his own successor. See Alma 4 and 16. That seems to have been the beginning of a dynasty. In the next succession, the judgeship passed to the chief judge's son, and thence, by right, to the successive sons of the judges. See Alma 50:39, Helaman 1:13. Although the democratic elements were there, the judges were confirmed by the voice of the people, the reign of the judges, as the Book of Mormon calls the period, was a far cry from the republican government Joseph Smith knew. Life tenure and hereditary succession would have struck Americans as only slightly modified in monarchy. As Bushman noted, political positions appear to have been for life and were transmitted through genealogical lines. In this case, Alma first selects Nephiha and then presents him for the voice of the people. This brings up the question of why Alma selected Nephiha for chief judge. The text does not tell us. I suggest that Alma made this selection and it was seen as acceptable by the voice of the people because it followed the tradition of genealogical transmission. Mormon's edited text has ample evidence that positions would pass from father to son. The Book of Omni indicates that passing the small plates to a brother rather than a son was a legitimate option. Amron passed the responsibility for the small plates to his brother Chemish in Omni 1 and 8. Chemish passed the plates to his son Abinadam, Omni 1:10. The plates typically passed from father to son, but brother to brother was an option. In the large plate tradition, Helaman passed the plates to his brother Shiblon. Nephiha passed the position of chief judge to his son Pehoran. That information was written right after Mormon noted that Alma passed the large plates to his son Helaman. The principle of heredity of position worked in both the record keeper and the ruler lines. With the principle of heredity established with the second generation, might it not also have worked when Alma selected Nephiha? The best textual evidence that Nephiha was related to Alma is the subtle fact that there is no book name for Nephiha. I have argued that the book names change when dynasties change. That is the reason that the Book of Lehi covered around 400 years, rulers, without a name change. The books of Mosiah, Alma, and Helaman all have record keepers who write without a change in the book name. If we can accept that premise, then Nefiha must have been part of Alma's dynasty, rather than an unrelated ruler who should have then had a separate book. We know who Alma's sons were. I therefore propose that Nefiha was Alma's brother, probably a younger brother. Thus, it was the same family in the same dynasty. It followed the allowable precedent of transmission of responsibility to a brother that we saw with Amaron and Chemish. When we get a new dynasty book, it is with Helaman, Alma's grandson. The reason for the return to Alma's lineage was the violence that removed all of Pehoran's sons, creating a need to find a new chief judge who is not in a direct line with Pehoran. Alma was second cousin to Pehoran's sons, and perhaps that relationship was sufficient to see Helaman as the next chief judge, but sufficiently distant that a new dynasty name had and book began. As a proponent of Mesoamerican setting for the Book of Mormon, I note that among the Maya and the later Mexica, there is evidence that rulership might pass to a brother and then from the brother's son to the next ruler. For the Maya, the rulership of Palenque passed from Inichkan Balam II to his brother Inichkan Hoy Chitam II. Kinichkan Joy Hoy Chitam II was captured, and 10 years later, Kinich Ahalmohnab III ascended to the throne. His father was likely Kinichkan Joy Chitam II's brother. Susan Gillespie describes the pre-Columbian visual representation of the kinship among Aztec kings. Each king takes office of the dead king who preceded him and thereby replaces and replicates him. Because of the sibling relationships, some of the kings appear in the same generation, drawn together by this horizontal link. The 6th, 7th, and 8th Mexica judge were Asheyakat, Tisok, and Uitzot, frequently considered to be brothers. If Mesoamerica is the proper physical and cultural background for the Book of Mormon, the argument that Nefiha was Alma's brother becomes even stronger. This has been a recording of A Proposed Kinship Between Alma and Nefiha by Brant A. Gardner, published in Interpreter, a Journal of Latter-day Saint Faith and Scholarship, Volume 69, 2026, read by Brant Gardner. This audio recording is copyrighted under a Creative Commons license and may be freely distributed if it remains unchanged, the journal and its website are credited, and is for non-commercial use. A printed version of this and many other articles can be found at journal.interpreterfoundation.org. More information about the Interpreter Foundation, along with a wide array of additional resources, can be found at interpreterfoundation.org.